Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the original trivia game, now trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Greg, Andy, and Janet. Lady and gentlemen, are you ready for Kind of Feudy?
Yeah.
The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,600 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. I'm going to read to you a prompt, and we'll ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an incredible open world RPG. If Greg says Skyrim and that's number 1, that'll net him 50 points. If Janet says The Witcher and that's number 2, that'll net her 40 points. If Andy says Fallout 3 and that's number 3, that'll net him 30 points, and so on and so forth. It's round robin. Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. Contestants, are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's start with number 1.
I'm like a serious game.
Give me the name of one of Sonic the Hedgehog's friends.
Fuck.
Give me the name of one of Sonic the Hedgehog's friends. We're going to start off with Janet Garcia.
Tails.
Janet says Tails. Janet, that was our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points. Next up, Greg.
Knuckles.
Greg says Knuckles. Greg, that is our second most popular answer. That's going to get you 40 points. Andy.
What character wasn't in the title of a fucking game?
Look how mad he is. He's so mad.
Why'd you make Greg second? He wins all the fucking time.
That's why I should get to go first technically, but I guess
no. You get no. You go last.
So the champion gets nothing. There's no value in winning.
The person that the worst team picks first. That's on a game basis. There needs to be something. There needs to be some crown.
It didn't take long for us to get here, but here we are. Shouting
Big the Cat.
Andy says Big the Cat. Andy, that'll net you 30 points. That is our third most popular answer. And we're back to Janet.
I thought that was a fake answer. I don't know anybody beyond these two idiots.
That's so funny. Okay, I'm so upset because I don't
remember. Cat's a real person in the Sonic world?
I don't remember her name. She wears all pink and I don't know her name. I have no idea. So I'm going to say the Chows. Like as in the Chow Gardens. That's my answer.
Janet says the Chows. The Chows is not on the list.
Damn.
I always hated that they weren't called Chaos.
I guess they're spelled that way. But like Chows is a cuter name.
Anytime I saw the word Chaos as a kid, I thought it was Chows. Did you know that?
Were you a Sonic kid?
It should be. Sense.
I was.
Chaos. Last thing, it's my turn. I'm going to vote for the one, the only, Dr. Robotnik / Dr. Eggman, whatever you want to call him.
Greg says Dr. Robotnik / Eggman. Greg, that is not on the list.
I realize they're not friends, but I was hoping that people were like me and were just like, I'm out of fucking ideas, yeah, so like I'm just going to put in the only other identifiable character.
Andy, you're a final answer.
I believe Janet was talking about Rouge the Bat.
Oh, I wasn't, but she's there too.
Andy says Rouge the Bat. Andy, that'll net you 0 points. That is not on the list.
I'm shocked.
The answers that you guys missed. At 10 points, you would have guessed Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh, fuck
Shadow
me. Duh.
I thought Shadow was
Is that
him.
On Knuckles in a new outfit?
No, Shadow's a completely different character.
Werehog.
At 20 points, you would have guessed Amy Rose. That is who you're thinking.
That's what I'm thinking of, right?
Amy Rose.
I was like, who is this, Stacy? Who do I got here?
I would love to hear Greg do a breakdown on this.
At 5th place, you would have guessed
there's Jerry Rockle Dinosaur.
All right, with that one, Janet got 50 points by guessing
Elijah
Tails.
Wood.
Greg got 40 points with Knuckles, and Andy got 30 points with Big the Cat. As we go in to number 2, give me the name of someone you might fight in a Spider-Man game.
Oh, nice.
Give me the name of someone you might fight in a Spider-Man game. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
Dr. Octopus.
Good answer.
Andy says Doc Ock. Andy, that is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points. Next up, Greg.
Venom.
Greg says Venom.
Venom.
Venom. Is our third most popular answer. That's going to get you 30 points. Next up, Janet.
Rhino.
Janet says Rhino. Janet, that is our second most popular answer. That's going to get you 40 points. And we're back to Andy.
Vulture.
Andy says Vulture. Vulture is not on the list.
Oh.
Greg, we're back to you.
Green Goblin.
Oh, fuck.
Greg says Green Goblin. Great Greg, guess. That is our fourth most popular answer. That'll get you 20 points. Yeah. One more on the board for 10 points. Janet, can you get it?
The Tinkerer.
Janet says the Tinkerer. The Tinkerer is not on the list.
That's a fucking shocker.
At 10 points, the one you guys missed. That is not that or that you guys didn't get. Kingpin. Kingpin was the last remaining one. I was shocked and appalled that Shocker didn't make the list. Because I'm pretty sure Shocker is the character that you fight in literally every single Spider-Man game.
No, that's why I know.
I think it's a little bit of both. Like I remember fighting Shocker in like the PS2 and the PS1. But with that, Andy got 50 points with Doc Ock, Janet got 40 points with Rhino, and Greg got 30 Vulture points with Venom. Vulture was in there. Vulture got some love. Not a lot of love, but he got some love.
Cool.
He's in the mix.
Wait, Barrett, what was that breakdown again? Sorry.
Andy got 50 points with Doc Ock, Janet got 40 points with Rhino, Greg got 30 with Venom, then Greg also got 20 with Green Goblin.
That brings us to the two minds who share two different bodies, Greg and Janet, who share a mind. I'm fucking tired. I'm exhausted. They are tied in first place at 90 points, and Andy is right behind him with 80 points.
It's a close game. Is it going to number three? Hold on. Let me make sure I type this right. I'm also tired, and so I'm typing in all the wrong stuff. Number three, name a game that makes use of FMV. And for this one, there's a tie for the fifth position, so there's a total of six possible answers with two of the answers valued at 10 points.
Wow.
So there's six answers for that one. For this one, name a game that makes use of FMV. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
Control.
Andy says Control. Control is not on the list.
Fuck it. This is the dumbest fucking community in the planet, dude.
Janet Garcia, you're up next.
Her Story.
Janice is Her Story. Janet, Her Story will get you 10 points. That is one of our answers that is tied in fifth place.
Why is it so low?
Next, you know up, what? Greg. I'm the dumbest person in the community.
Next up, Greg.
This is a tough one, right? Because there's recency biased, and then, of course, there's just like go for the big one that everybody knows. But then I'm old, so I have to worry. I'm going to say immortality. I'll stick with recency.
Greg says immortality. Greg, immortality is going to get you 50 points. That is our number one answer.
You're a brilliant audience.
Next up, Andy.
I don't know why my brain broke down. Like, when Blessing asks a game that utilizes FMV, to me, it's like a game that has FMV elements, not an FMV game. I don't know why.
And
I
then
took
you just yelled at the audience.
I meant every word.
I was like, man, Andy's really confident about this Control thing.
Fucking Phelan.
I mean, it has. Jesus, you're talking Christ. About like the freaking. The little like things full on the TV,
full motion video.
Yeah, snippets of like you know the real life
the
actors,
Astral Kids or whatever.
Yeah,
cartoons and stuff. But
I got nothing. I'll pass.
Andy's gonna pass. As we move on to Greg Miller.
Oh God!
Or no, sorry,
it.
Sorry,
really?
Sorry. No, we okay. move on to Janet. I got that wrong.
Thank God, Night Trap.
I was confused. These guys are tied. Oh, you said Night Trap.
Yeah.
Night Trap.
Good answer.
We'll get you 30 points. That was our third most popular answer.
Thank God.
And now we're on to Greg Miller.
What the fuck are these games, dude?
For, I believe, our final guess.
And it's another one where I'm torn, you know? Because I'm old. But
the
I don't think
that
that's.
Greg has options. Like, I don't even have options.
To recap,
it's a very specific kind of game.
To recap, Greg got the top answer with immortality. Janet got the 30 point answer with Night Trap. And then Janet got one of the two 10 point answers with Her Story.
I don't like it. But I feel I don't want to age myself out of the demographic here. I'm going to say Telling Lies.
Quantum Break. Oh.
Greg says Telling Lies. Greg, that is our second most popular answer. Wow. That's going to give you 40 points.
I would have tossed out that Mad Dog McCraw game also, because it's over now, right?
Mad Dog, yeah, it's all over. Yeah,
Mad Dog McCraw, I would have tossed out. I would have done.
Was that Dates game on there that y'all always talk about? I feel like that would have been on there.
Five Dates. None of those, the Wales Interactive
Yeah,
games
they're
there,
not popular
sadly.
Enough.
Yeah, Quantum
There's
Break did
I was
make
hung up on.
A couple of appearances. Not many people wrote it in, which upset me, because I was really hoping
I can't believe...
it
that Her Story slash Night Trap weren't higher. They're like the most, some of the most iconic and best. Well, Night Trap's the best one, but you know.
One of so the ones that you guys didn't get, one of the 10 point answers, Final Fantasy VII. Enough people wrote in with Final Fantasy VII to tie it up with Her Story. Did have FMV. Did have FMV. Very popular FMV.
Okay.
And what? How? When?
Because it was using those videos. Cutscenes. It was just using full motion videos. Yeah, cutscenes. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much cutscenes.
What the fuck?
How? The Resident, Resident Evil is more known for FMV than Final Fantasy VII. That's insane.
A lot of people did write in Resident Evil as well. Not enough people wrote in Metal Gear Solid, which upset me. I was like, man, Final Fantasy VII's here, but not Metal Gear Solid. At 20 points, Command and Conquer.
Okay.
What?
That was the that was the other one. Tim Curry. That's what I was thinking of. Yeah.
It's always like the human POV. When I think of FMV elements, I think of like a game that has like real footage of real people doing shit. And Control had so much of that. How the fuck wasn't it on the list?
No one played
it. Scientists always popping up like, hey man, what's going on? Fucking game's crazy, right?
What was Andy, you're bad at the game. Guy. Move on to the next round.
Casper Darling. Was that Casper Darling?
Casper Darling sure was.
Yeah. Fucking guy. He was hot. He was
hot. Yeah, he was a hottie. Yeah.
With that one again, Greg got 50 points with Immortality. Greg got another 40 points with Telling Lies. Jana got 30 with Night Trap. And then Jana got 10 points with Her Story. Barrett, where does that leave us in points?
Greg is in the lead like he is every week with 180 points. Janet has begun to trail behind him in second place at 130 points. And Andy is just a stagnant little child over there in last place with 80 points. Definitely slower than Greg Miller.
I thought you were tired.
Of course, last place is the place you want to be toward the end of the game, because that means that you get to go first. And number four, name one of the Kongs, excluding Donkey Kong. Name one of the Kongs, excluding Donkey Kong. Now, this is another one. For this one also, there is a tie for the fourth position. So there is a total of six possible answers, with two of the answers being valued at 20 points. Andy, you're up first.
Diddy.
God damn it.
Andy says Diddy. Andy, of course, that is our 50-point answer. Next up, we got Janet.
Cranky Kong.
Fuck.
Janet says Cranky. Janet, that is our 30-point answer. Our third most popular answer.
Shit, fuck.
Next up, Greg.
It's name the one of the that, I forget which one of you perverts thought it was hot.
That was Barrett.
No, no, don't say anything.
I believe her name was Daisy Kong.
Greg is going with Daisy Kong. Greg, Daisy Kong, not on the list.
That's not the name, huh? That's not the
not
name.
On the
I'm
list.
Surprised it wasn't on the list anyway.
Andy, we're back to you.
Dixie Kong.
Damn it! Ah!
Andy says 40. Dixie. And that is one of our 20-point answers.
Oh,
only? What the fuck?
Next up, Janet Garcia. Name one of the Kongs, excluding Donkey Kong.
I don't know my Kongs. Lazy Kong?
Janet is going Lazy Kong.
Not bad. That's not bad.
Lazy Kong, not on the list. Greg, you're our final answer.
Really? I'm shocked.
Michael Kong.
Jackson Kong. Ancient Kong, I don't know.
Greg is going Ancient Kong. Ancient Kong, not on the list. The ones that you guys missed at 10 points, Candy Kong. He is the hot one.
That is the,
That's the hot one.
That is the hot one, Candy Kong.
Yeah.
At 20 points, Lanky Kong.
Yeah, my guy, Lanky.
Lanky with all the long arms.
He's got no style. He's got no grace.
And then at 40 points, I'm shocked you guys couldn't get this one. Funky Kong.
He's in every game.
Yeah.
Also, here's why I didn't say Funky Kong. I didn't say Funky Kong because Funky Kong never had a fucking video game.
I forgot about Funky Kong.
He's in all of them.
Donkey Kong Country was Donkey Kong and Diddy. Part 2 was Diddy and Dixie. Part 3 was Dixie and Baby Kong. What the fuck?
I'm pretty sure he's playable in the Tropical Freeze remaster.
It's a whole thing. I fucked up.
Nobody played that game. Nobody had a Switch or a Wii U. Nobody played that game. I hate
with that, Andy got 50 points with Diddy Kong. Janet got 30 points with Cranky. And then Andy got 20 with Dixie Kong. Barrett, where does that leave us in points?
Greg is still in the lead at 180 points. Janet is still right behind him in second place at 160 points. And Andy has made up ground here in third place with 150 points.
Wow. There's 20 points between Greg and Janet, another 10 points between Janet and Andy. Let's see who can take it. In this final round, number five, name a game that takes place on an island. Name a game that takes place on an island. We're going to start off with Andy Cortez.
I'm like, I just don't know which one to say, you know? This is a stupid answer, and I shouldn't go for it. Dead Island.
Andy says Dead Island.
That would have been my answer.
You dumbass.
Andy, Dead Island will get you 40 points. That is our second
nice most
popular
job, Andy!
Next up.
That's one bear where you're like, this is probably like gonna get extra. If this were like a Scholastic thing, you get extra credit for being creative. But it's
that's a tip of the hat answer. Yeah. Like that is shocking that that's on this list.
Yeah.
I mean, it has island in the name. I assume Dead Island
I would
one.
Say it. I had it written down.
I assume that takes place on an island, unlike Dead Island 2, which takes place on a coast. It probably should be called, I don't know, Dead Coast. Anybody? I'm going to make it happen.
Move it along.
I'm going to make it happen.
Let's go. Come on.
It's a great name. Next up, Janet Garcia.
Super Mario Sunshine.
Janet says Super Mario Sunshine.
Good answer.
Janet, Super Mario Sunshine is not on the list.
I knew y'all would fail me. And
it's a bad game.
Right.
No one wants Blessing, to talk about it.
It's Greg. My turn, and I'd like to lock in the number one answer, Fortnite.
Greg says Fortnite. Says it's the number one answer. And Greg, you are incorrect. It is the fifth most popular answer. It's going to be 10 points. 10 points for Fortnite, Greg.
Okay, fair enough.
Andy, we're back to you. Seal the deal here if you want.
I mean, really, continents are big islands, you know?
That's a great point, Andy.
Don't think about that. Don't do that. You're tied for first place right now. Don't throw this away.
Man, I don't know, dude. I don't have a clue. I don't have a clue. I'm going to say Yoshi's Island.
Good answer.
That's
good
smart.
Answer.
Andy says Yoshi's Island. Andy? That'll get you 20 points. That is our fourth most popular answer, which does indeed put you currently in first place. But can Janet take that away from you? Janet, it's your point. Or it's your turn.
Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck.
Me.
Janet says
that's
Animal
good.
Crossing New Horizons. Janet, that was our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points. Greg.
I was shouting that through the apartment, Andy, hoping that you would hear it.
That's what you know.
For my final pick in a game I can't win, I will go with my heart and say Island Time VR, a great game you should all play.
Because he's a voice in it.
Greg says Island Time VR. Greg, that is not on the list. The one answer that you guys didn't get, at 30 points, Far Cry 3.
I had Far Cry written down, but I wasn't sure which one it would be.
Sure.
So I just...
Greg, if you had gotten that 30.1, you would have won. Just letting you know.
No, I wasn't going to say Far Cry, so it doesn't matter.
There was a tiebreaker one. If you guys somehow tied in the last round, the number six answer also was Monkey Island. Just so
Wait.
You guys know, it was a fun fact.
That's a good one too.
Did they not just tie though?
Wait, did they just tie?
Great. I have Andy and Janet at 210. Blessing.
Oh shit! Wait, okay. Let's go
Monkey
through the score.
Island.
Let's go through the score real quick. So with that one
we
again,
both won because it's Hispanic Heritage Month, so
yeah,
you can't make us fight.
At 50 points for Janet at 50 points got Animal Crossing New Horizons. Andy at 40 points got Dead Island. Andy at 20 points got Yoshi's Island. At 10 points, Greg got Fortnite. Barrett, what's the score right now? What are the standings?
Yeah, right now I have Janet and Andy at 210 points and Greg at 190 points.
Wow.
So everybody just beat Greg. That's how it went.
Yep.
Wow.
I'm happy with that. I'm more than happy with that, everybody.
Actually, hold on. Let me see if I can pull a tiebreaker out of my ass real quick.
Was Link's Awakening anywhere in there?
It was in the dock. Or in the, it was in the sheet.
Obviously, you'd have to think really far ahead to have had this, but I wish you had, like, most iconic Hispanic characters.
Hey, I mean, who says I don't? Who says I don't?
I'm like, there was that one guy. That one guy in the one place. Remember? Who could forget?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to pull in a nice little messy mashup for you. Messy mashup.
Oh, no.
Of course, that's
so
where I read
bad,
the description of a game. The name of it will be the name of two games mashed up together. Whoever gets it first gets the win. It's only Andy v. Janet right now for the win. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, sure.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
This often forgotten game in the popular franchise was the swan song to its generation. Don the iconic garb and explore an open world filled with corruption and murder. Once you face death, do it all again as your offspring takes your character's place. Can you make it to the end of the game? Can you make it to the end of the ever-shifting castle?
Can you read it again?
This often forgotten game in the popular franchise was the swan song to the to its generation. Don the iconic garb and explore an open world filled with corruption and murder. Once you face death, do it all again as your offspring takes your character's place. Can you make it to the end of the ever-shifting castle?
Craig is so bad.
So we got an old man here shouting something incoherently.
Hey, Craig knows it.
Cut his mic out and.
Like the order thing? I forget. I kind of forgot how to play this game.
I know the last bit, but I don't know the first bit.
It is in order, right? So like the first half of the description is going to be the first game. The second half is actually the second game. The name of the game is going to be the two games mashed up together.
Open world corruption.
Usually the middle word is what's linking both the titles of the game.
Star Wars Rogue Legacy?
Incorrect. Andy, you got one? I can read it one more time.
Read it one more time.
This often forgotten game in the popular franchise was the swan song to its generation. Don the iconic garb and explore an open world filled with corruption and murder. Once you face death, do it all again as your offspring takes your character's place. Can you make it to the end of the ever-shifting castle?
I have it.
Assassin's Creed Rogue Legacy?
Correct. The answer is Assassin's Creed Rogue Legacy. And there you have it. The tiebreaker has been won by the one and only Andy Cortez. Congratulations, Andy, on your first win of the standalone version of the kind of funny fan favorite trivia show, Kind of Feudy. Until next week, I've been Blessing. Greg was here, but he's gone because he's a loser. That's been Andy. That's been Janet. It's been our pleasure to serve you.
I love you, community.